The show is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. It's your connection to local music and more. On the program today, we have cast members from the Illini Union Board production at the University of Illinois of the musical Guys and Dolls, which is this year's Mom's Weekend offering. It's this Friday and Saturday at the University of Illinois Assembly Hall. And then later on the show, another of the performers that we're featuring this week at the Boneyard Arts Festival in Champaign County. These two come from, they're performing in Urbana at Heartland Gallery on Saturday. They're called, collectively, Road Song, and there are two members with us, John McMahon and Ann Schult, playing guitar and bass, and both of them singing, and we'll hear more about them and hear more from them. Everybody's live in the studio today for your entertainment on Live and Local. We do want to remind you that it's our pledge period and spring pledge period. And before we get things going, I want to introduce you to Donda Beard, who's also going to join us on the show. And Donda, do you have any kind of a, since I haven't really been paying attention trying to put the show together, do you have any kind of an idea how we're doing on with today's pledging? Actually, let me turn your microphone on, then people can hear what you're saying.
I don't have a detailed update, Kevin, but I think we're progressing very well. I know that we're over the 500 call mark, and we're looking for 1,000 calls, 1,000 listeners to phone in with their own pledges of support.
Not today, but for the week.
For the week, before the end of the fund drive, which ends this weekend. So we ask you to get involved. If you feel strongly about the arts in your community, this is the perfect time to dial 217-244-9455 and make a gift of your own to support your public radio listening habit, but also to support the idea of supporting the arts on public radio. You can join us by giving $52. That's just a dollar a week. So try us out. Make a gift. Again, the number 217-244-9455. And here is Steve Drake just in with our update. And indeed, we're at 533 calls, Kevin.
That's terrific.
And over 60, oh gosh, almost $65,000 pledged. That's terrific. But we'd like to hear from you. You are our most important about-to-be-friend right now. Call 217-244-9455.
Or online at willpledge.org. That was the Canadian Brass playing the Fugue for Tin Horns from Frank Lesser's musical Guys and Dolls here on Live and Local. And in fact, that is the topic of the first part of our show. It's the 2010 Illini Union Board Spring Musical at the University of Illinois. It's Mom's Weekend, and the shows are Friday and Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the Assembly Hall at the University of Illinois. And we have with us one, two, three, four cast members, the music director and the stage director and the pianist for the show. And we're going to hear some of the songs. This is a show that I got to do, I don't know how many years ago, but I just got to do the orchestra at the time. That was before I was doing vocal direction on the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company shows. And I kind of remember... I'd heard of the show and probably had heard some of the songs before. And when I first listened to the album, I thought, this is kind of a hokey show. But the more I got into it, the more I really liked the songs. And now when I hear some of these tunes, I really just sort of, all the memories come back. And Donda Beard, who is with us on the show, she gets to sit in and see the inner workings of Live and Local. She said, this is my favorite show. So, all right, you guys are under pressure now to really produce and entertain Donda. And we have with us the stage director is Stanley Ralph, music director Aaron Kaplan, pianist is Chinatu Shimanaka, and as Nathan Detroit, Bobby McNeely, as Sky Masterson, Aaron Elwell, and Miss Adelaide, or Ms. Adelaide, it would have been Miss Adelaide, I think, back then, Aaron Hickey, and as Sergeant Sarah Brown, who is out of uniform at the moment, Molly Sheehan. They're all with us, and we'll be doing some singing. So thanks, everybody, for coming in.
Thank you.
Whose idea was Guys and Dolls? How did these shows get chosen, or how did this show get chosen?
Every year, we go about a selection process. The previous producer and directors come and have a conversation of the past talent that we had come out for the show and think of what is another show we can do the next semester that'll be as good as the show or better than what we just did in the previous semester. So it's really just a selection process of how well did this show do, who do we have that'll come back for next year, and what can we have to express that talent and make a better show.
And do you keep track of what shows have been done previously and try not to do one that was done within the last 5 years, say? Or
we try, but there are a couple classics that tend to get in again within about a 5 or 6 year span. We try not to do too many shows back to back within the same span where the same cast members may come in the same roles. But if one show does really well, 5 or 6 years later, you may see it again.
And it was Guys and Dolls one of them?
Yes.
Everybody's nodding. Everybody's nodding.
5 years ago.
Really, was it? Mm-hmm. And were any of you involved in it? I mean, y'all, nobody should have been here by then if you're all. Is everybody an undergraduate here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
I'm a graduate not student. Stanley. You're a graduate student.
Yes.
And Stanley, just speaking, is the director. And how did you get picked for this to be the stage director?
Just the interview process. We all had to interview everyone that interviewed for the position, and you got to find out that day if you got the spot, and then you came in the next day for the rest of the interviews for the rest of the staff.
And Aaron Kaplan, I know this is not your first show. You were here in the fall doing Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't seem to remember this conversation as we were discussing earlier, but I believe you, since everybody else remembers it. So it must have happened. And so how many shows is this now for IUB so far?
This is my third show as orchestra conductor, and prior to that I played in one pit orchestra for a show before that.
And you're listed here as the music director. Are you also doing the vocals for this one?
I have a vocal director. He and I have both been doing the vocals. He's primarily focuses with the vocals, and I primarily work with the orchestra. But my role is sort of crossover.
And who is he?
And that is Wes Berrig. He's a very talented vocal director.
And is he also an undergraduate?
He is. He's a senior this year.
Okay, then. And why don't we just launch into the first song, which is going to be what? By whom?
The first song we're going to sing is Sumi, and it's going to be sung by Miss Adelaide and Nathan Detroit.
And why don't you set this up for us? What has happened that is causing Adelaide to... She's whining and moaning, and he's suggesting that she should just sue him. And why is all this happening?
At this point in the show, Nathan has already promised to marry Adelaide, and due to losing a crap game, he has a prior commitment that he must go to, so he can't marry her at the moment, and she's rather upset at that, and that's what leads us
really?
Into this song.
Why?
I don't understand why.
Well, we'll find out. I'm sure she'll tell us in graphic terms. So this is Aaron Hickey as Adelaide and Bobby McNeely as Nathan Detroit from Guys and Dolls.
Nathan, why can't we elope right now?
Well, I've got to go to a prayer meeting.
Nathan, this is the biggest lie you have ever told me.
But I promise you, it's true.
Oh, you promise me this, you promise me that. You promise me anything under the sun, then you give me a kiss and you're grabbing your hat and you're off to the races again. When I think of the time gone
Adelaide,
by.
Adelaide.
And I think of the way I tried.
Adelaide.
I could honestly die.
Call a lawyer and sue me, what can you do me? I love you. Give a holler and hate me, go ahead, hate me. I love you.
The best years of my life, I was a fool to give to
all right,
you.
Already, I'm just a no good Nick. All right, already, it's true, so new. So sue me, what can you do me? I love you.
You gamble it here, you gamble it there, you gamble on everything all except me, and I'm sick of you keeping me up in the air till you're back in the money again. When I think of the time gone
Adelaide,
by.
Adelaide, Adelaide.
And I think of the way I tried.
Adelaide.
I could honestly die.
Serve a paper and sue me. What can you do me? I love you. Give a holler and hate me, hate me. Go ahead, hate me. I love you.
When you wind up in jail, don't come to me to bail you out.
All right, already, so call a policeman. All right, already, it's true. So new, so sue me, what can you do me? I love you.
Oh, you're at it again, you're running the game, and I'm not gonna play second fiddle to that, and I'm sick and I'm tired of stalling around, and I'm telling you now that we're through! When I think of the time gone by,
Adelaide!
And I think of the way I tried,
Adelaide!
I could honestly die.
Sue me, shoot bullets through me. I love you.
That's a lot of words to spit out there, Ms. Adelaide. You did a nice job of that.
Thank you.
And so what's the sneezing about?
Adelaide has a chronic cold because she's been engaged to Nathan for 14 years. And so earlier in the show, you find out that she has developed a cough and a sneeze and the flu and a post-nasal drip, and she's just a really sick mess because he won't commit to her.
And it sounded to me like earlier like you were actually coughing for real.
Yeah,
coughing.
Yeah.
So you're a sick mess at the moment.
Yeah, I'm a sick mess at the moment too, yeah.
And yet you can sing through it, which is very nice.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, are you getting over it? You're not...
It's kind of always there.
Have you been dating somebody for 14 years? I hope not.
No. No.
That would mean you got started very early.
Very early, yeah.
Yeah, that was
Can
Aaron.
I say?
Huh? Yeah. Aaron Ickey as Adelaide. Does Adelaide have a last name?
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't. The only person, I guess there's a few people, three of you who are here have last names. Nathan Detroit, which I always thought was a goofball name.
Mm-hmm.
but there it is, Bobby McNeely. And a Sky Masterson, the whole Sky thing, I always thought was kind of curious. It must be short for something, but nobody ever says, right?
Skyler. Well, they explain in the script at one point, there's a line about they call him Sky because that's how high he bets, because he's a high-rolling gambler.
Oh, but you never know what his real name is.
You find it out. He confesses it to Sarah Brown during one of the
episodes. Oh, I kind of vaguely remember. You're not going
to
tell us what it is, though.
Oh, no.
No, because that comes towards the end of the show. Aaron Elwell, just speaking of Sky Mattress and Molly Sheehan, bouncing up and down Sergeant Sarah Brown. And the pianist, Chinatsu Shimanaka, and you heard an excerpt from a song from Guys and Dolls, which is the Illini Union Board musical this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock each night. No matinee?
There's a matinee Saturday at 2 p.m. also.
Oh, there it is. It's on that part of the notice, which I'm now circling. I was looking at the wrong part of the thing from the web page. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and we'll have a couple more songs from the show. And coming up, Rhodes Song, who are guitarist and vocalist John McMahon, bassist and vocalist Ann Schultz. They're going to be performing at the Boneyard Arts Festival, which starts tomorrow in downtown Champaign. Friday is going to be on campus, and Saturday in Urbana, and Sunday out and about in various places in Champaign County. And John and Ann will be here with us in a little bit. Want to bring in Donna Beard into this conversation to remind folks that this is our spring pledge period, and we do need your financial contributions to help keep this show going. We were very fortunate that this was not among the drastic cuts that WYLL had to make very, very recently and rather publicly. It's the way things go, and a lot of organizations are having similar struggles with state and university cuts and so on. But before you give us the telephone number, Donda, why is Guys and Dolls your favorite musical?
I don't know. I just love the jazzy chords. I love the music. I think the Fugue for Tin Horns is just the most remarkable opening scene. I just love it. I just love it. The Fugue for Tin Horns always gets me, but I just love the jazzy
chords. I didn't even
know
that when I decided to start out with that.
Well, it's great. So yeah.
It would have been the overture, except we don't have it. So
yeah, well. So I just love the show. I'm really delighted that you guys are here. It's great to hear you sing. And
Donda
the moms
sings
are all
too
have
very
fun.
Well. Donda.
Yeah.
But she's not going to sing right
no.
now.
No. Absolutely not.
she's going to just going to give the telephone.
That's right. And the number to call is 217-244-9455 to make your gift to support Live and Local. When I'm out and about, I hear from all kinds of people that they really appreciate WYLL's commitment to the local arts scene, and that listeners have heard about new things to go do and see because of your show. And I really think it's a wonderful thing for the station to be doing. And if you feel strongly about it, I hope that you will call in with a gift of your very own, whether it's a $10 a month gift at the $120 level or try us out at the $40 level. But go to it. Get to the phone, dial 217-244-9455. We really need to hear from you if you feel that this kind of program is important. It's sort of like a vote of confidence when you make a gift.
Absolutely, and we appreciate that. And I do appreciate hearing lots of nice comments from people who enjoy the program. It's still pretty new, just a little over a year. We started on the 2nd of February, Groundhog Day 2009, and looking forward to showcasing lots of other musical acts, mostly musical. We do have some theater acts, and of course, in this case, musical theater. And it all comes together. Guys and Dolls is Friday and Saturday at the Assembly Hall on the University of Illinois campus. One of my favorite songs, we don't have Nicely here, so I guess we're not going to do Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat. But that is a great song. Luck Be a Lady is a great one. There's lots of other ones. What are we going to hear next?
Next, we're going to hear I'll Know, which is sung by Sergeant Sarah Brown and Sky Masterson.
Oh, this is a love song. And how did these two completely unlikely, this completely unlikely couple get together?
This particular song here starts at the beginning of the show, after Sky is convinced and bet that he can take anyone he wants to a specific restaurant. So Sarah was picked out of all the ladies, and this is the first time he meets her.
But why Sarah? I mean, this is really kind of odd, because he's the gambler and she's a
sergeant in the Save a Soul mission.
Yeah. So I keep thinking the Salvation Army. It's not the Salvation Army, but
it's something
like
similar
the
to
Army.
The Salvation Army, but not exactly that.
Yeah. So pretty unlikely, but
yes.
Yet it happens. Here we go.
The man I love will not be a gambler.
Well, I'm not interested in what he will not be. I'm interested in what he will be.
Oh, don't worry. I'll know.
For I've imagined every bit of him, from his strong moral fiber to the wisdom in his head, to the homey aroma of his pie.
You have wished yourself a Scarsdale Galahad, a breakfast-eating Brooks Brothers type.
Yes.
And I shall meet him when the time is ripe.
You got this guy all figured out, don't you?
I have.
Right down to what he smokes.
All figured out.
Glance by the two pair of pants.
I'll know by the calm, steady voice, those feet on the ground. I'll know as I run to his arms that at last I've come home safe and sound. Until then, I shall wait. Until then.
Talking about love. What are you picking, a guy or a horse?
I wouldn't expect a gambler to understand.
What, do you want to know what a gambler feels about the big hothrob?
No.
Good, because I'll tell you.
Mine will come as a surprise to me. Mine I leave to chance and chemistry.
Chemistry?
Yeah, chemistry.
Suddenly I'll know when my love comes along. I'll know how I care, how I care. But I'll stop and I'll stare, and I'll know long before we can speak. I'll know in my heart, I'll know, and I won't ever ask, am I right? Am I wise? Am I smart? But I'll stop and I'll stare at that face in the throng. Yes, I'll know when my love comes along. When my love comes along.
Aaron Elwell is Sky Masterson. Molly Sheehan is Sergeant Sarah Brown from the musical by Frank Lesser, who did the lyrics and the music, Guys and Dolls, which is the Illini Union Board Spring Musical. They do two every year, one in the fall, generally at Fullinger Auditorium on the Quad. And the big one is this one, which is during Mom's Weekend. And it's this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the Assembly Hall, which is quite a grand stage. A lot of people usually turn out for these things, don't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So far, we've had a presale of about 1,300 tickets, and we're hoping the last time we did Guys and Dolls, we had about 4,400 people, so we're hoping to do a little bit better than that.
And there's three opportunities on Friday night at 7, Saturday at 2 in the afternoon, and at 7 in the evening. And how does one get hold of tickets?
They can purchase tickets either from the Assembly Hall box office, or they can also buy them at Ticket Central at the Illini Union.
And there's a phone number here, 217-333-5000. Should be pretty easy to remember. Here's another phone number for you to remember. Call into WYLL and make your pledge of support for Live and Local. That's where these folks are singing and playing live on the show today. It's area 217-244-9455.
You know, when we checked the dollar totals a few minutes ago, Kevin, we were just under the $65,000 mark. So if someone out there is ready to make a gift of $500 or $1,000, we know you can get us over the $65,000 mark. We're asking you to take the financial step that makes sense for you. And if $500 or $1,000 reflects your commitment to your listening of public radio, I hope you'll take this very opportunity to call 217-244-9455 and make a gift to support the arts, make a gift to support young people in the arts. I think those of us that love music and theater really are anxious for young people to appreciate and perform music. So this is a great opportunity for you to sort of do two things at once, to appreciate young people in the arts and to support WYLL.
217-244-9455. That's 217-BIG-WILL. And you can pledge online if you prefer it, willpledge.org. A credit card will make it very easy. And we have set up for our last song from Guys and Dolls. We have the girls with us, Adelaide and Sarah, joining forces. Are you conspiring against your two guys?
Yes.
In this song? Okay, I hit it on the head. What's the song?
The song's called Marry the Man.
And does it require any further introduction?
Probably not.
No.
Okay.
I'm through with Nathan. And you. You should be glad you're through with Sky, too.
I am.
Oh, what are we, crazy or something? At Wanamaker and Saxon Klein's, a lesson I've been taught. You can't get alterations on a dress you haven't bought.
At any vegetable market from Borneo to Nome, you mustn't squeeze a melon till you get the melon home.
You simply gotta gamble.
You got no guarantee.
Now doesn't that kind of apply to you and I?
You and me.
Why not?
Why not what?
Marry the man today. Trouble though he may be, much as he likes to play, crazy and wild and free, marry the man today, rather than sigh in sorrow. Marry the man today and change his ways tomorrow.
Marry the man today.
Marry the man today.
Maybe he's leaving town.
Maybe he's leaving town.
Don't let him get away.
Don't let him get away.
Hurry and track him
counterattack
down.
Counterattack him and marry the man today. Give him the girlish laughter.
Give him your hand today and save the fist for after.
Slowly introduce him to the better things. Respectable, conservative, and clean.
Reader's Digest.
Guy Lamardo.
Rogers Pete. Go, Galoshes.
Ovaltine. But marry the man today. Handle it meek and gently. Marry the man today and train him subsequently.
Carefully expose him to domestic life. And if he ever tries to stray from you, have a pot roast.
Have a headache.
Have a baby.
Have two.
Six.
Nine. Marry the man today. Rather than sigh in sorrow, marry the man today and change his ways.
And change his ways.
And change his ways.
And change his ways.
Nicely done, with a little bit of spite, which they those guys obviously deserve. Aaron Hickey as Ms. Adelaide and Molly Sheehan as Sergeant Sarah Brown. And they were joined by Bobby McNeely as Nathan Detroit and Aaron Elwell as Sky Masterson, along with music director, Aaron Kaplan, and stage director Stanley Ralph, and pianist Chinatsu Shimanaka, on WYLL's Live and Local. And it's Guys and Dolls, Frank Lesser for the Illini Union Board. Production is Friday and Saturday, 7 o'clock both nights and a 2 o'clock matinee. 333-5000 is the box office number. That's area 217-333-5000. And thanks, everybody, for coming in. You sound great.
Thank you for having us.
Sounds like a great energy to the show, too. It's sort of fun to see that, which the listeners can't, but I think they came across on the microphone. And I hope you have a great show.
Thank you so much.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Coming up, John McMahon and Ann Schult for Road Song, going to be performing at the Boneyard Arts Festival Saturday in Urbana. Here is another cut from a disc I sampled yesterday. This was brand new on my desk when I walked in. And it features bass player Larry Gray, who teaches at the University of Illinois, along with the guitarist John Mulder and drummer Charles Heath IV. This is one of Larry Gray's own compositions called No Doubt on Live and Local. And we heard an extended cut, actually into the second cut, from the Chicago Sessions CD called Larry Gray 1-2-3 with John Mulder and Charles Heath. Larry Gray's composition, No Doubt, and then part of his song called, his tune called Family, with Larry Gray as the double bassist and John Mulder on guitars. Charles Heath is the drummer. Heard on Live and Local, and that's a new CD just received here in our studios yesterday. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our program today is made possible with support from The Great Impasta, a family-owned restaurant serving foods from northern Italy for more than 25 years. The Great Impasta at Lincoln Square in downtown Urbana. More information is available at 359-7377. And we've got about 20 minutes here to enjoy our next guests on the show, who are Road Songs. They call themselves collectively. It's John McMahon, guitar and vocals, Ann Schult, bass and vocals. And it's a bass, sort of bass I haven't seen before, but you may well have. I had said they're going to be performing on in Urbana at Heartland Gallery on Saturday, and that's partly true. They are part of the Boneyard Arts Festival, but it's just going to be John on Saturday from 12 to 2 at Heartland on Main Street, and then they're performing together at the Early American Museum in Mahomet on Sunday. That's the final day of the Boneyard Arts Festival from 2 to 4. That's at Lake of the Woods. And then together, this is not part of the festival, but they're performing tomorrow night. A regular gig at El Toro Bravo on West Springfield in Champaign from 6:30 to 8:30. So lots of opportunities to hear them. And, of course, you get the opportunity to hear them right now. John and Ann, thanks for coming on the show.
Our pleasure.
And thanks for your patience as we did the setup change from Guys and Dolls to you guys. Why the name Road Song?
Oh, well, it kind of fits us, I guess, since we do travel a fair amount. I mean, we try to just to keep it interesting. It's more fun to go out and play other cities, other towns, than just always here in Champaign-Urbana. And actually, I guess at the time that we came up with that name, we had just taken a pretty long trip down to Alabama, and that was actually Ann's first time playing with me. I had been out playing acoustically anyhow. So since we had come off of a considerable road trip and we were looking for a name for the band at right about that point, I guess that kind of led to it.
That was it.
Yeah.
And you sometimes, I was confused when I saw your Facebook page, you sometimes have a drummer with you, but not very often.
Correct.
And his name, just for the record?
Toby Diener.
Toby Diener.
Yeah.
And so this has been about how long together then?
Not quite 2 years.
So pretty new gig. And you do covers? You do some of your own compositions?
We do a lot of covers, and we do some of our own stuff. You know, probably have about a set's worth of our own stuff. So we vary it depending on the venue. You know, some places they want to hear familiar tunes that everybody knows, and some places, if it's more of a songwriter kind of a thing, then they're, of course, looking for the original material.
And do you do all the songwriting? Do you both do some of the songwriting?
We both do some.
And are they each of the songs collaborative, or some you do, Ann, and some John does? Or
the songs that I've written, I'm really more of a lyrics person, and I kind of put the lyrics together, and then John and I work together on it to put the music to it. So helps me
just
out
like the Gershwin brothers, right?
Just like that.
Are we going to start today with a cover or an original?
I think we'll do an original. This is a song called Dear Molly.
John McMahon and Ann Schult on Live and Local.
Dear Molly, I anoint you my superior in every way. I know I disappoint you. It's my nature. I can't help being this way. So you're bound to be leaving. I don't see any other way. When you go, please believe me. I never wanted it to turn out this way. But I didn't want to think too much about it. Didn't want to think about it anymore. Yeah.
Dear Molly, I implore you to consider what I have to say. I once really did adore you, but now it's better if you were on your way. But I didn't want to think too much about it. Didn't want to think about it anymore. I'm halfway to heaven when I see smiling my way. I'm halfway to hell when I see you walking away. I'm halfway to heaven when I see you smiling my way. I'm halfway to hell when I see you walking away.
John McMahon and Ann Schultz here on Live and Local. They are Road Song, and they're going to be performing three times in this coming few days. Tomorrow night, 6:30 to 8:30 at El Toro Bravo in West Springfield in Champaign. John will be solo Saturday from 12 to 2 at Heartland Gallery in downtown Urbana, part of the Boneyard Arts Festival, and then together, part of the festival on Sunday at Mahomet in the Early American Museum from 2 to 4. And we have a chance here to remind folks that we do need your contributions to help keep this show going. It's our spring pledge period, and Donna Beard is with us. You were just handed an update, Donna, of how we're doing on the drive
it's
so far.
It's true. You know, when we see our friends and neighbors and colleagues out in the grocery store, et cetera, and festivals during the fun drive, they always say, well, how are you doing? Well, here's the update. We're at $64,938. So I can say with confidence that the very next $100 pledge, which is about the average gift to WILO Radio, is going to put us over the $65,000 mark. And that will be very satisfying. Something you can do, you can put WILL over the $65,000 mark right now by calling 217-244-9455. Or you can do the same thing by going online to willpledge.org. That's all one word, willpledge.org, and making a gift of $100 or more, of course. Do something terrific for the arts community today by doing just that.
That's 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. And, you know, this is a service that we provide not only for you, the listener, to let you know about folks like John and Ann, but also a service that we're providing John and Ann so that they can get more folks at their gigs, we hope. And I imagine you hope.
Yeah, sure.
Always.
Because every performer likes to have an audience, and the bigger the better. And I commented at the beginning that I just don't happen to have seen an acoustic, sort of like an acoustic guitar bass guitar. What do you call this?
Yeah, that's what I would call it, an acoustic bass guitar. It looks like a regular acoustic guitar, except that the body is maybe a little larger, the neck is a little longer, and mine only has four strings on it, which is plenty for me. But
are there acoustic electric guitars that come out right, acoustic electric guitars that have more than four strings?
Acoustic basses?
Yeah, acoustic bass.
Could possibly be. You've probably seen electric basses
that have
five or six strings on them. So I myself haven't really noticed any five-string acoustic basses, but it's entirely possible.
There you go. Well, it's, I run into new things all the time, but it's probably not new to people who are out in the field, which I am not so much. And you've been playing bass for how long?
Just about 2 years.
And self-taught?
Well, actually, John's been my major teacher. I've had some musical background, so that helped it a little bit from, you know, when I was young, I took piano and cornet lessons. I know how to read music. But John has been my major teacher, so I got to give him the credit for that.
And John, I'm guessing you've been playing for a good while.
Quite a while. I didn't play as a kid, but I learned it as an undergrad at SIU.
And now you're playing as a big kid.
Yes, a big kid, right.
Do we have a cover next or another original?
I think another original. About the band.
Okay.
John McMahon and Ann Schult on Live and Local. Lots of money. We have none at all. Either way, we play our music. Either way, we heed the call. I'm never gonna give it up. I won't quit. Road Song, John McMahon and Ann Schult here on Live and Local. On tomorrow's program, we'll have Megan Wolfe and Stephen Bentz of 40 North 88 West, the Champaign County Arts Council, to talk about the complete Boneyard Arts Festival. And we'll also have in the program Lauren Shevitz, who is the director of a Jewish a cappella group called Chicago. They're going to be performing at Sinai Temple in Champaign on Saturday night at 7:30 with a rather different sound. And that is tomorrow's show from 12 to 1, Live and Local. And we'll be back with some more live music on the program on Friday, some classical guitar. And I'm actually forgetting what else is on that show, but we'll let you know on tomorrow's program. Want to remind folks to give a call and support Live and Local with your contributions. The phone number is 217-244-9455. Any amount that is comfortable for you that expresses your appreciation for the service we provide on this show. You can also pledge online at willpledge.org. I'll have a forecast for you in a minute or so, and it will go into the Writer's Almanac at 101 and classical music for you starting at 106. John and Ann, why don't you take us out with one more song?
Okay. Okay, we'll close it out with a kind of traditional old country song, I guess. So this is not original.
Okay.
I can't even remember who wrote it, but I think George Jones is the person most associated with it. So this is She Thinks I Still Care. Just because I asked a friend about her, just because I spoke her name somewhere, just because I dialed her number by mistake today, she thinks I still care.
The show today is supported in part by Corkscrew Wine Emporium at 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the series collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings held every Saturday from 2 to 6. Information at 337-7704. This is WYLL FM and HD Urbana. Operating translators W293 AF Danville and W266.